You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. Governor Greg Abbott wants lawmakers to open areas served by municipally owned utilities to competing electricity providers. Abbott says more than 100,000 CPS Energy customers live outside the city, but still help fund its budget through their utility bills. He spoke in San Antonio Tuesday and said this was taxation through electricity prices without representation. He says lawmakers should move to change the law.
So we've tried it before and have not gotten enough votes to get it done. This is legislation that's been brought it before. It's time that we get it across the finish line.
San Antonio officials previously went to Austin in 2023 to defend CPS Energy's public model after a bill proposed restrictions on municipally owned utilities. Andrea Drush is senior government and politics reporter for the San Antonio Report.
City leaders raced up there to talk to them, and when they were able to present their case about how CPS Energy works and how it's kept its rates low and how they use it to support economic development in this area, they were able to talk people down pretty quickly. And I think they are still thinking that that is the case, but this is a different scenario when the governor is behind it, and specifically talking about San Antonio.
CPS Energy says its public model has consistently produced some of the lowest combined electric and gas rates in Texas. A public hearing in San Antonio Tuesday examined the impacts of federal immigration enforcement, including the cost of detention. TPR's Corey Cook reports the hearing brought together civil rights groups, legal experts, and people affected by immigration enforcement.
Daniel Hatoum, a senior supervising attorney with the Texas Civil Rights Project, says alternatives to detention can provide a significant economic benefit. He says family detention can cost hundreds of dollars a day, while alternatives involving social workers can cost between $12 and $16 a day.
Now, you may be wondering, what liberal think tank did Daniel get all these numbers from? I got them from ICE. ICE's own budget numbers say that they know what the better policy is, but they refuse to do it, and they refuse to enforce it.
Hatoum represented a six-year-old with leukemia who was placed in the Dilley Detention Center. He said with the more than 100 habeas petition cases he's consulted, the vast majority of those had no criminal record. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
HIV prevention groups across San Antonio and South Central Texas are bracing for disruptions after the Trump administration declined to renew roughly $46 million in direct CDC grants to nearly 100 community organizations. The money will now flow through the state and local health departments instead of funding local nonprofits directly. Advocates warn states aren't required to keep supporting the same groups. SA Beats AIDS Coalition Trust is one of the organizations that will likely see cuts. Executive Director Michelle Durham tells TPR why the stakes are high.
If we have these cuts, we're looking at more hospitalizations, possibly more incarceration, folks who won't get access to case management and housing. We will have a multitude of problems in our community.
Durham says there are roughly 119,000 people living with HIV in Texas. That number continues to rise. You can hear a longer conversation about the impact of HIV funding cuts on TPR.org. Just search for The Source. The San Antonio Water System's cutting nearly $600 million from its infrastructure plan. This comes after San Antonio City Council delayed a vote earlier this summer on proposed water rate increases. According to the San Antonio Report, the rate increase itself would remain about the same, but would begin in January 2027 instead of this year and would continue through 2030. The cuts include more than $220 million for water main replacements, along with some joint street and water pipe projects and funding for larger water mains in developing areas. City Council is scheduled to vote on the rate increase October 8th. The Spur CEO is responding after San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones proposed putting funding for a downtown Spurs arena up for another public vote. Jones says residents should weigh in before the city commits nearly $500 million to the stadium amid a $158 million budget deficit. Spurs Sports and Entertainment CEO R.C. Buford said in a letter that the community made their voices heard when the arena was first voted on last November. Buford also says the city's contribution comes from visitor-based revenue that is legally restricted to venues and tourism projects and would not burden local families. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.